Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wake up to love, your call to action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the second episode today on Stories of Hope. I'm your host, Cornelia Stephanie, and it's an honor and a pleasure to be with you again. And so my first question to you is, how did the mountain become the mountain?
How did the mountain become the mountain? Ask me again. I'm missing the question.
Yeah. No, I'm not asking you. I'm not asking you. I'm asking the audience because I'm introducing you in the form of the mountain. So how did the mountain become the mountain? Because that's the question I'm asking the audience. And now I'm going to introduce you to a person that has become the mountain. Kellen Flukiger, coming through decades of depression, addictions, life-threatening illness, and a near-death experience, Kellen has become the ultimate catalyst to help motivated people melt barriers, move mountains, and mobilize superpowers to achieve their true desires. Welcome to the show today, Kellen.
Thanks very much. I appreciate being here, and I really want to honor you and be grateful for the good that you're adding to the world.
Thank you so much. It's always nice to be honored when it comes our way. So we appreciate that so much. So you've gone through a lot of things. I don't know, you know, we can talk about the addictions. We can talk about near-death experience. We can talk about depression, all of which so many people are facing. I don't know about the near death, but then again, that's also depending on how you look at it. What is it that you want to highlight today in today's conversation?
Well, you know, whether it's decades of depression or attempted suicide or addictions or getting a fatal illness and dying in the ICU here at the hospital, at the university, it doesn't matter what your adversities are. The most important message, and I can talk about any of those, but the most important message is this, and it doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't really matter what you've come through. What matters is to know that it's never too late to matter and to add good to the world, to make a difference, no matter where you are now, no matter what's happened before. Today is a blank page. Tomorrow's a blank page. And the future is not a projection of the past unless we allow it to be so.
That's very, all of it is spoken from a divine master. That's all true. Now, tell me about the addiction. So do you want to name them?
Oh, my main addiction was to self-loathing. The manifestation was mostly drugs. Cocaine was my drug of choice, but also alcohol, whatever I could get my hands on, gambling. I used to waste $10,000 or $20,000 a night, depending on where I was and what I was doing. But the actual substance or compulsive behavior didn't matter as much as I needed to create a situation where I hated myself, because underlying all that, I knew that I was no good. I sucked. You know, I'm bad. And so all these things were behaviors to demonstrate that that was true. So I had a reason to hate myself.
Yeah, that's brilliant. That is such a brilliant realization. A lot of people struggle with this, but they don't realize the realization that you had, that you created this, and that it was about what you just mentioned. So that's powerful to overcome that. So are you now free of all addictions and have replaced that behavior with pure self-love, positive behavior?
Yes. I had a divine intervention in 2007 that after 40 years of untreated depression, roller coaster life, a shining, powerful example of corporate success, making lots of money and coolness on the outside. Oh, wow. And behind the scenes, holy cow, you know, that kind of thing. I was married and divorced three times. I'd been in and out of rehab and all kinds of stuff while holding down really significant positions, hating myself and moving through all that. In 2007, I had, I will say, a divine intervention. Those things tend always to come in the form of invitations that you have to choose to accept or reject. Gratefully, after 40 years of depression, I chose to accept that invitation, and I walked away from all the career and everything that I had and just started a new life in the unknown, which was scary as all get out, but did it. And that was like, I went from $3,000 a week cocaine to zero in one day. So that was, you know, a divine intervention, but I had to accept it like we all do. Nobody gets forced to do anything. So yeah, since that time, I have done everything I needed to do to get cleaned up with not just sobriety, but depression, which was the cause of all that. And to both admit, to talk about, to seek help for, because before that time, I'd never talked to a soul in my life about what was going on inside.
Yeah, so you were like an in the closet kind of person. On the outside, you presented yourself as, I got it all together, everything is great, I'm the one. And then on the inside, there was a rooted self-hatred happening in that depression space that had to be realized or come to meet the shadow part. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's painful. That's all painful work. I mean, you know, you and I actually have a lot in common, because I also was a suicidal soul and had the shadow of suicide with me until about 30 years ago. But up to that time, I had it with me for a long time and always was walking with that shadow. And so until I transcended it, the self-hatred, I can relate. The addictions, cocaine, I can relate to. So it's amazing what happens when we realize and wake up to our powers like you did and realize that those are all, you know, addictions that keep us really from feeling who it is that we really are.
It's a wonderful, really good observation. I remember in the throes of the midst of all that saying regularly, I can be anything I need to be, like a method actor. I would adopt whatever legend was appropriate. I can be this, I can be that, and I can do a great job. I didn't, and then when the lights went out, I didn't know who I was. Like, I didn't feel anything. I didn't know what it was to feel. I knew what I was supposed to do to demonstrate appropriate behavior in a given part. It didn't matter what the part was. But when that was gone, it was like, I don't even know who I am.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, you know, and I know all of those parts that you talked about, because in order to get to the root of that corruption, we have to face the corruption and get intimate with it and then rise up out of it without killing ourselves in the process. You know, I had so many divine intervention appointments that happened. It's like, we got to keep our eye on this lady here, because she's very busy and she's going to have us working overtime to stop her from succeeding. So it's a miracle that you're here, my friend. It's wonderful to hear you tell the story. Is this what you're doing nowadays? In educating people, talking about this? Where can people find out more about you?
Well, one of the fun things about having a name like Kellen Flukiger is that I'm really, really easy to find. There are two Kellen Flukigers out of 8 billion people in the world, and the other one is my son. And so anywhere, like because of the executive career I had, if you Google my name, there's lots of thousands of hits, because I've testified before Congress and all kinds of stuff in that la-la land. And easy to find on all the platforms, LinkedIn, YouTube, everything. But what I do now is I really only do one thing. I spend all my time, and I actually mean all of it, from when I wake up to when I go to bed, chasing a goal that I have set for myself to help 10 million people discover, develop, and manifest their divine gifts and talents. Because I've come to the conclusion that we are happiest, most joyful and fulfilled and functional, serviceable in the world when we are serving with our divine gifts.
Yeah, that's really beautiful. I love that mission. I love that you're so clear from the time I wake up till the time I go to bed. That's what it is. That's what I'm doing. And so you've turned all of that stuff, depression, addictions, near death, into your superpower now, and you're giving back and serving. So I definitely want to connect with you again outside of this show, and I'm going to have Ashley reach out to you again. Would love to meet on a private call with you to talk to you about how I can support you in your mission, and then also bring you on some other podcast shows where we can share your story a little bit more and make that difference that you were talking about earlier. And then also, is that something you would be interested in? I think so.
I'd be absolutely happy to do it. I love speaking. I speak a lot at events and have since everything changed in 2008. You know, the journey, because the thing that happened in end of 2007 got me sober, but it didn't do anything about the decades of depression. That was a lot of work to both understand, admit to, own up, language, begin to, you know, figure out what was going on. What it really left me with, and the reason I say morning to night, and I really mean that, is because whether I'm writing books, I've written 13 books since then, 15 books since then, I've got 8 underway right now.
Wow.
I coach, I do music, I own a recording studio, which is over there. So whether I'm doing music, writing books, coaching people, teaching book writing, you know, a whole bunch of stuff, it's all focused on helping people understand and accept, live into the truth of who they really are. And what has really struck me most about this is how much attention and effort the Creator, the Divine, puts into each one of us to give us as many opportunities as we can to say yes.
I'm going to close the show on that. Thank you so much for being the mountain, helping people move mountains. Kellen Pflugiger, it's an honor and a pleasure to have you here. We're going to take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show, and we'll be right back. Hey, everyone. Check out this new app I'm featured in. You're going to look for KS Media Group app in the App Store. Download it, launch and create your free account. Get the free ebook. You're going to find me under directories. Click on resources of the world's best influencers. Find me at the top of the list and take advantage of evolving your daily practice, cultivating deep inner peace, growing in love with my YouTube channel, and all the ways that you can connect with me now on social media and other ways as well. There's also a long list of live podcasts there that are listed under the directories to help you to live your best life now. Go and hurry. Get the KS Media app. Go to the App Store and download it now.
Get empowered. Transformation Talk Radio.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Not just talk, conversation for profound self-awareness. Stick with us. Your best life awaits on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
My next guest, welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. My next guest is with me. Her name is Thelma Sanchez, and she's a bilingual life coach. She's proud to be able to help brave, busy working parents maximize their time so they can feel productive and energized to be bold and unleash their full potential and dominate their lives. She specializes in time management, self-reflection, and accountability. And she's committed to having the hard conversations so more of us can live a life without self-imposed restrictions and also to become intentional and prioritize that self-care and courage to find more fulfillment in our everyday lives. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Yes, it's so nice to meet a bilingual life coach. So I do a lot of the stories of hope, and I think I must say that you're the first.
Wow. Well, I am honored.
You're the bilingual life coach that if I can remember. Yay, we always have to have the first.
Yes, I'm very glad and honored to be the first one. I do think I agree with you. The need for a bilingual everything is still very much out there. So it is funny how I landed here. I am not by choice, actually, if I had to really be honest. I got moved here by my parents when I was 14. And of course, I learned English in school in Mexico. But you know that school where you learn, hi, how are you? And what English kind of sounds like.
Yeah.
But also I was young and about having fun and stuff. So I wasn't necessarily fully present in the class until one day my dad tells me that we're going to move to Boston and we move, right? So we land in the States, and this is the first time that I noticed that my dad speaks English and that I have no idea of what's going on around me, what is being said, what is happening. I just noticed that everything looks so beautiful and clean, and we moved to Boston, so it's a beautiful city, but it's completely different from everything that I had known. So I was born and raised in Mexico City, which is a very busy, busy, busy city and vibrant and lots of people and lots of energy. And Boston is pretty slow compared to it, but it's still beautiful. So I had no idea that my dad spoke English, and I immediately got really angry because I could tell that he could communicate and I couldn't. And I felt so confused, like in a beautiful movie, but without the captions. So I had really no idea what was going on. Mm-hmm. And he did place me on a bilingual school in which I still didn't really, I couldn't communicate with many because there was a lot of people from Korea and China. And then there was, thankfully, a lot of Colombians, Dominicans, other areas that spoke Spanish. So my first action was to make friends with those people that spoke my language. That I was just like, oh my God, I can finally communicate. And I learned all of their accents. Like I could speak as a Colombian, I could speak as a Puerto Rican, but I could still not speak a word of English because I didn't really, really, really see the need because I found these friends, thank gosh. Well, then we moved to Arizona, and this is when my reality got real because I got put in the school where I was the only one that didn't speak the language, and I was the only one that was diverse. It was a charter school, and the cliques were really, really tight. And so I became super introverted, and I obviously started really failing at school because I really had no idea how to go about it. And my dad and my mom told me and said, you're going to have to figure it out because we're not moving back, and this is your new reality. So I actually had to learn English to just survive and proceed with what was expected of me, get an education, go to college, all the things.
Yeah. But can I ask you how old you were when you were in that charter school?
I did ninth grade in Boston. So I think I was 14, 15. So I moved to Arizona when I was 15, 16.
Yeah. And so that's such a crucial, critical time as a teenager anyway, because you're, aside from language barriers and differences as a teenager, that in itself is a whole weird thing, right? Because
right.
That,
And honestly, in Mexico, I was like the life of the party. I could get along with anybody. I could speak with anybody. I am definitely very inclusive. So if I saw somebody that wasn't part of the party, I would go out of my way to include them in my language because I knew how. But right. when in Boston, I didn't really have that chance, and I had to wait until people include me into their groups. And that's why I belonged into those. But in Arizona, I couldn't include myself in groups that I didn't even speak the language of. So I went from being like an extrovert to a super introverted, quiet, shy, scared person. Yeah.
Scared, I think, is the really big key word here. Scared, because, you know, your natural organic state is the life of the party, networking, connecting, having fun with people.
Welcome,
come on in. I want to love you, that kind of thing. And now all of a sudden it's like, no, you don't know how to communicate. And now that must have been really hard for you.
It really felt hard at the time. Thankfully, there was some like two or three exchange students. And I would gravitate to those so quick. So there was one from Venezuela. And obviously, that's a form of Spanish that we immediately became best friends. And then there was a girl from Germany. And until today, we're like best friends because we both feel so out of it. And she spoke a little bit of Spanish. So she spoke French, German, English, and Spanish.
Wow.
And I'm here over here like, I just want to learn one more. Like, can you just give me some of that?
Yes.
So anyway, that is exactly how I became bilingual, and it worked out. It's funny enough because I learned the language because I had to, and then I thought that I really needed to lose my accent to fit in. So I became so scared of not fitting in that I tried so hard to fit in, and I spent years in college taking phonetics classes, language class, anything that would help me lose my accent so I could really feel like I would fit in and therefore I would be normal. You know, I would belong again. Obviously, I didn't go so well because my accent and I are still hanging out on the daily.
Yeah, but I love your accent, and I love that you have that because you and I have this in common, because you cannot tell that I'm actually a German native. And I did exactly what it is that you're talking about. I tried very hard to lose my accent, and I did.
Yeah.
And I wish that was not the case. I also, lost my German native tongue as well because I tried so hard to fit in, to be accepted. It's a whole nother story, but I want to tell you that I love your accent and that I'm glad you didn't succeed at that.
Yes.
And I love you being a bilingual coach. And so now you're helping others in many ways, life coaching, so powerful, time management skills, all the things that you're doing. So let's tell the audience right now where they can look you up on your social media, where they can follow you and get to know you a little bit more.
Yeah, absolutely. How I became a life coach is a whole different story, but yes, you can find me at thelmasanchez.com. That's my website. And my Instagram is where I'm most active, and you can really see the full story of who I am, why I am the person that I am. It's Thelma SMV. And those are the two places that you can really find me. I am also in YouTube as Thelma Sanchez, but I became a life coach in order to help others try to do that, embrace exactly who we are and not necessarily try to fit in anymore, because I wasted so much time trying to and so much energy. And it wasn't until I really realized that it is part of my uniqueness that I could really live up to it. So I also became a mom, and that changed my whole world and put me back into that spot of like, I don't know what's happening. My world changed again and I had to learn a new normal. So that's why I concentrate on helping parents, because that is what really triggered me to be like, I don't want others to feel like that. And if I have the tools and I have taken all kinds of classes and programs to be able to assist with that, it would be my honor to hold space for somebody so they don't feel that, and they can expedite the process of letting go
yeah.
and accepting who we are now.
Yeah. And I think that's fantastic that you're giving it back right away. It's not like you're saying in 5 years from now, you're going to bring out something and you're going to do that in 5 years. You're like saying, no, I'm going to give it to you right now. I'm going to help you with this right now because I don't want anyone else to feel like this. And that is brilliant because you're in it and you can speak from your experience. So that's so great. I certainly loved having you on the show today, and I want to have you on again and also want to have further conversations with you about being featured in our app, the Cornelia Stephanie Media app, which right now I'm asking everyone to go to the App Store, go to the Play Store, and type in KS Media Group app and download it on your phone. Create a free account. You're going to get a free ebook, and then go to directories and look at all of the world's best leading influencers that are featured in this app in your one-stop inspiration. You don't have to go all over the place looking for people. We have an entire community there that is here to support you to live your best life. And so again, I honor you and I thank you so much for coming on the show today, Thelma Sanchez.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure. And I am so excited to be the first, and I cannot wait to support anything you have going on. If there's anything I can do, I'm more than happy to. And thank you for the space.
Yes, we definitely want to have you back on other shows too and interview you on other podcasts and talk to you about being in our app and all of these things. So it's wonderful to be the first. I love that. I love that. Everybody, I want you guys to stay tuned for the next show. Trish Campbell, Diane McClay are going to be talking about the journey of the book, the story, how Love Me was born and how it came to be. And I invite you all to be part of that experience. It's a wonderful story. Stay tuned for the next podcast. Thanks everybody for listening and tuning in. Love you so much. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.